Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts tearfully parted ways today after 14 seasons, which included a Super Bowl victory. And the question a lot of folks are asking around here, could Manning be prowling FedEx Field this fall as the Redskins quarterback?
Joining us now to talk about the possibility, David Elfin, longtime Redskins reporter and author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Hello, David Elfin.
How are we doing, Hillary? Is Sean prowling around the studio there?
He is. He's like, is it going to happen? What do you think?
I think it could happen. I don't think it should happen.
And that seems to be the consensus from people we're speaking with.
Well, I think it could happen because Mike Shanahan's in year three of his job here, and he's lost double-digit seasons the last 2 years. And Dan Snyder wants to sell tickets and sell jerseys. But they tried this before with Donovan McNabb, and it did not work. And Donovan's much less of a control freak than Peyton is. Peyton calls more audibles, changes the plays more often than any quarterback of his generation. Mike Shanahan is as much of a control freak as Peyton, and it sounds like a bad marriage to me.
Well, but we know here in Washington, we do not live in a rational football world. And as you said, it could conceivably happen. After a couple of neck surgeries, could Manning have trouble standing up to a withering pass rush given the deficiencies of the offensive line here?
Right, and besides the deficiencies, and actually they played pretty solidly the second half of the season, their left tackle who protects the blind side, Trent Williams, is one failed drug test away from a year-long suspension. Mm-hmm. So that's a little scary, and it's actually been four neck surgeries, and one more hit, like the one the Redskins gave him in 2006, that's now causing controversy in Bountygate, and Peyton's career is probably over. On the other hand, you know, you come here and you've got a coach who's won two Super Bowls. You've got an emerging running game. Our defense is getting better. A team with a lot of salary cap room to maybe sign your buddy Reggie Wayne or Pierre Garçon, the other Colts receiver. Maybe it's a little more, you know, acceptable than going to New York and being in that media maelstrom where your brother's already quarterback, or going to Miami where they haven't won in forever, or going to Arizona where nobody really cares about it. I don't know. I don't think it makes sense for either side here. I think they should go get Robert Griffin if they can, you know, build around a young quarterback for the first time since before I was born. Mm-hmm. But don't be surprised. This is Dan Snyder's money, and Mike Shanahan is desperate to save his job.
10 seconds, and this is a silly question, but he says he will always be an Indianapolis Colt. Doesn't that make it tough for other teams to bring him on board?
You know, he says that in his heart, but all these guys who've gone on, Joe Montana, on and on and on in sports, Jerry Rice, you have to bite the bullet and move on and keep going with your career, because that's what you do. Huh. And, you know, one day, Hillary Howard, you will no longer be on WTOP, probably too, but it will always be in your heart.
Thank you for that, David.
David, thanks
After
so much.
After you retire, my dear.
Thank you. All right.
David Elfin, longtime Redskins reporter, author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History.